time for your Arizona Sports Starting Five.
Bring it, Vinny.
You can't go to work without knowing these five huge stories.
Are you sure about that, Vin?
Here's Doug Franz and Ron Wolfley.
Vince, good morning. Get us jacked up.
Number five.
Number five this morning. This is an interesting topic. Mike D'Antoni. 7 seconds or less.
Yes,
remember those days? They don't do that with James Harden.
Yes.
7 seconds. Well, now it's even faster. This year's Suns are supposed to be even faster. Not 7 seconds or less.
I see.
0.5 seconds.
0.5. Make up your mind what you're going to do with the ball. Don't hold it.
It's a free way to play basketball. You know, I've told our guys, as hard as they work on their offensive games, I know they're going to try to make the right plays. So you either shoot it, pass it, or drive it. Just don't hold the ball. And it has to happen in 0.5 seconds.
Can we hear more Monty Williams, please?
Yeah, sure.
Just more.
Number four.
Number four is, how crazy is your Thursday tonight? For me, it's super crazy, and I don't know how I'm going to be able to handle it because I am presenting an award at the soccer ball tonight. I'm kind of jacked up about this.
Is it a major award, though, Douglas?
I don't know where it ranks. It's the Phoenix Rising's amazing soccer ball event is tonight, in which they donate a ton of money to youth soccer, and it's like fancy. Like, I'll be in a suit, and I get up in front of a bunch of people and say, here is the newcomer of the year. And unfortunately, I have to do my research because I forget who it's going to be. And then I'm going with my daughter. And in the meantime, for those of you that are staying home, here are your choices. ALDS Game 5, Rays Astros tonight.
Right.
Suns have a preseason game at Sacramento. You can listen to that right here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. The Patriots are a 17-point favorite against the New York Giants. We don't talk a lot about Vegas here. You never get 17-point favorites in the NFL.
I want to see Daniel Jones in that game.
And the Coyotes are trying to score a goal. They host the Las Vegas Knights coming up tonight.
All right, congratulations on your presentation, Douglas.
Well, I would say that, yeah. Let's see if I don't choke.
Number three!
Number three, Goldie is moving on.
Swing and a line drive is a base hit now, in the right field, and the Cardinals take the lead. It's 1-0.
No one pitch.
What happened here?
Fair pass.
Is nobody in the history of postseason baseball, and if you want to know, the World Series started in 1903. By the way, this is still going.
And
no one had ever scored 10 runs in the first inning of a postseason game.
Ever.
In the history of all postseasons.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Line drive into left center.
1903 was the first World Series. This is still going on. All of these hits.
Catcher, and he goes down to first base, and he's safe at first.
There was a run scored on a strikeout in this thing. It was so crazy. And in the 13-run barrage that lasted three innings, the hardest hit ball was a ground out by Jack Flaherty, the pitcher. No home runs. Goldie didn't even have an RBI.
Yes.
And yet, the hardest hit velo exit velocity ball was a pitcher to a shortstop.
Yet the beautiful thing about Paul Goldschmidt in the postseason, Basinonians hitting .429.
Not bad.
How's that feel?
Number two.
Number two this morning, Isabella, excited to see what he can do, according to the quarterback.
I'm really interested. I mean, he's got a lot of juice. He's a great player. Shown it in college. You know, I think, you know, once he gets comfortable on this level, the sky's the limit.
I can easily see that being a great June comment. It was said on October 9th.
Yeah.
Your second round pick, as soon as he gets comfortable.
You know I love this kid. You know I expect huge things out of this kid. I thought he'd be tearing it up by now. It has not happened. Let's hope it happens now.
Number one.
And the number one thing you probably already know and need to be reminded of.
To the wall. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick has done it. They're going crazy in the Nationals dugout.
What do we do as Diamondback fans when we know Dave Roberts keeps winning in the regular season?
Wave it, Jobo.
We don't like that. But man, is he fun to watch manage in the postseason.